producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's our number, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and of course, you can bring up anything that is the point of Free Talk Live. One presidential candidate wants to end the war on drugs and pardon Edward Snowden. According to countercurrentnews.com. Who is he? Who is it, Mark? Who's that one candidate?
I would assume... I don't know. Go ahead.
John McAfee.
I gotcha.
John McAfee.
I was thinking Sanders.
I don't think he wants to pardon Snowden, does he?
I don't know. It was the best I could do.
I think Sanders may actually be better on Snowden than at least verbally than Rand Paul. But certainly Sanders doesn't want to end the war on drugs.
Rand Paul said that he wanted to see Snowden share a cell with and I can't
Bradley
remember.
Manning. I think.
No, it was with whoever allowed the leaks or kept the secrets or perpetrated the spying or whatever it was. I'd have to go look. But what he says is, essentially in saying this is that Snowden did something illegal, and I wouldn't doubt that he did, in order to show us something that was illegal.
Yeah.
And that's important.
That makes him a hero.
I agree that he's the hero, and I think that he's a whistleblower, and so therefore should not have the punishment. But at the very least, Rand Paul is showing that the thing that was being done in the first place was a tremendous disservice to the American public.
You mean going after him?
No.
Or the lies by the NSA?
The spying. The lies about the spying, the whole thing.
Unfortunately, Rand does want to put him in a jail cell, which is not cool.
Well,
so the story here...
It's an adroit step aside, but go ahead. He's certainly not offering a pardon.
Yeah. John McAfee likely rings a bell for most simply by virtue of his cybersecurity noteworthy surname, which makes his September announcement of his bid for president as a member of the Cyber Party quite logical. As Americans' faith in, just about everything surrounding traditional elections wanes to perilously close to an all-time nadir, McAfee's platform shows surprising glints of common sense worth more than a simple passing glance. A nadir is a bottom point, a lower point, by the way.
Is it pronounced nadir? I thought it was nader.
You'll have to look that one up. McAfee's reasons for running, as well as his stance on a number of pertinent issues currently asked of major party candidates, were clarified in an interview with S.M. Gibson on a recent edition of Anti-Media Radio. That's kind of an interesting name for a radio show. Quite frankly, McAfee opens with his reason for jumping into the field of presidential hopefuls. Quote, I would much rather go fishing than run for president, but my advisors and my friends, particularly my fans, finally threatened to break my kneecaps if I didn't do it. Here's the issue, he says. They've been urging me to run for about a year, and I finally looked at the field of candidates and realized that we don't have anybody running who's qualified to fix the problems of this country. I mean, we live under an insane government.
Things are going to be awesome under Trump, he said so.
This is the absolute truth, says McAfee. If you look at the simplest things, like the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, they tell us that they're here to protect us. Yet when I'm standing in line with my belt and shoes off, and they're scrutinizing my belongings, and my hands are in the air while they're frisking me, I don't feel protected. I feel like the enemy. And sometimes when
I feel just annoyed. I feel like it's a big, giant government make-work program that's found nothing, spends its time stealing water bottles from people. And, there's productive people doing TSA stuff that could be doing something else. It's just a big, fat waste of time.
Daryl Perry is letting me know that he is another candidate who supports pardoning Edward Snowden, and he is running for the Libertarian Party nomination.
Well, he can't be a Libertarian Party candidate until he gets the nomination, right?
He's still planning to run for it. I don't know if he's going to withdraw if another candidate gets the nod from the Libertarian Party. I guess we'll have to find out from him on that. So anyway, McAfee says that we're living under an insane government and he doesn't feel protected. He feels like the enemy. He says sometimes when you feel like the enemy, maybe to the government, you are the enemy. He says they tell us they're doing this to assure us that we're not the enemy that they're trying to protect us from. Moving on to the state's inability to balance its checkbook, McAfee hit on the absurdity of fiat currency. He said about that, fiat currency is money that you can just sort of print from
there. No, just the government just prints it. It has to be given...
Oh, only government can do fiat?
Well, it would have to be a powerful organization because the term fiat means that it is, you're basically ordered to accept it. It's a fiat. A fiat is a dictate handed out by a sovereign.
Got it. So regarding money, he says, we live in a country that's illiterate in cybersecurity, yet we're in an age when the next war will be a cyber war. We are dysfunctional. Our government is $19 trillion in debt. It doesn't have any money. When you're in debt with zero money, a friend says, loan me $20. You can't do it. Another country comes to the U.S. government and says, we need money. Can you help us? The U.S. government prints money out of nothing. The government is living a fantasy. It's a dream. Mm. It's a dysfunctional government from every standpoint. It's paranoid, afraid of its own citizens, incompetent, and it's living in a fantasy world. This has to change. And I don't see anyone in the lineup of candidates that has the understanding, the qualifications, or the nerve to make the changes necessary. Unquote.
Well, he doesn't know who Daryl Perry is, but yes, at this point, in fact, there aren't very many.
Daryl says that the Libertarian Convention is coming up in May. There are currently 5 people recognized by the Libertarian Party as seeking the presidential nomination. And he says, if I don't find the LP's candidate who they ultimately choose to be sufficiently Libertarian, he will continue his campaign as an independent Libertarian through to the election. So there's your pledge from Daryl, who is our Thursday night co-host, and you can find his site at fppradio.com. He does his own radio show and is running for president for the Libertarian Party. McAfee discovered, as many of us have, that the two-party system, the paradigm itself, is purely a hollow, artificial construct. About that, he says, quote, here's the thing with the two-party system. The parties are machines with over 100 years of stagnation. If you become a representative of the party, you simply become a part of the machine. You become a cog in that big wheel. The machine has no heart, has no soul.
And it will grind you up and spit you out if you try to run against it.
It's a mechanical gadget designed to self-perpetrate. We need to get back to a government with heart. I don't know if we ever had that. Our government was founded.
It's a nice thing to say, though. People like to get back. They don't really seem to want to move forward very much.
Our government was founded on the principle that government is a service to the people. Now it's become a seat of power. People want to become.
The government is a service organization. I don't know whether it was founded to be a service to our people, but it is. The government was founded is a service organization. It's supposed to serve you. At the very least. With protection from foreign invaders or something like that, some people would want to be served in other ways. That's kind of where the argument comes in.
Well, I disagree. You can only provide a valid service in my book if it's provided on a consensual basis. So government's an organization of force. It's a monopoly on the use of force, and they will provide their services to you whether you like them or not, whether you consent to them or not, or whether you support them or not.
That's true in the sense of the monopoly, but I mean, they are.
Because I want to opt out. I don't want their services.
Yeah, but you probably want a lot of the services that they provide.
Not the federal government, not a single one of them. Local government, okay, I'll take water, I'll take some fire protection, I'll take some roads cleared, sure. I'm fine with paying for some of those basic services, but federal government doesn't fund, or I mean, they fund some of it, but that's just because they've stolen our money in the first place. They don't provide anything of value to me.
What about the interstate?
Anybody can build a road. The states and the local governments can handle roads. They handled them before the federal government handled them, and if the federal government disappeared tomorrow, we'd still have roads. Does anybody disagree with that? The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. McAfee says people want to become congressmen and senators and the president because they're seats of power. They hunger for power. unquote.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah, I like a lot of what he's saying. He actually described himself as an anarchist in an interview with Jeff Berwick on his Anarchast podcast. We played some clips of that when we first heard the announcement that McAfee was going to be running for president. I did actually since then reach out to him and did get a response back.
You did?
But since then, the ball's been dropped, I think, by those folks. But I'm sure they're getting a lot of media requests. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've been wanting to buy yourself a Free Talk Live t-shirt, you can do that. They are now available again online. And I guess, again, I shouldn't say that. They're new. They're a new design, the one I'm wearing right now.
But you can get T-shirts, Free Talk Live T-shirts again, and it's been
a decade, I think,
like a decade
since we've had the shirts available. There have been other shirts in existence, but these are new, and actually, thank you to, oh gosh, was it Chris? Who created these?
Well, he had help. Corporate Casuals is his company, and they put it together.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's his company.
Well, and he doesn't own it. He works for it.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, one of our listeners facilitated this deal, and that's
cool. Corporate Casuals is big, right? Like, they really do this stuff. They're also going to put together, maybe some embroidery stuff for us.
Wow, that's fancy. Yeah. So you can pre-order one of these Free Talk Live shirts. There are a couple different designs. There's the one that I'm wearing right now, which says "Taxes are theft" on the front, and then our Free Talk Live logo on the back. And then there's just the plain old Free Talk Live logo shirt. You can go and place your order for pre-order before October 31st. You'll be part of the initial run of these shirts. There are ladies' cut shirts, by the way. So
yes,
ladies, there we did think of you in this. Gear.freetalklive.com is where you can go. That's gear.freetalklive.com.
I love the logo with the ringer tee that we got. So a ringer tee is when
that's what I'm wearing right now.
People aren't necessarily at cam.freetalklive.com.
I know, you've got to describe it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's when the sort of sleeve on a short sleeve, just that little bit on the end of the sleeve is a different color, and the collar is a different color.
So it almost looks like you're wearing a shirt over top of a different color shirt.
Yeah, kinda. I guess it would be kind of showing in there. And then
contrast. We've got gold is the edge, the trim, if you will, and then black is the color of the shirt.
Free Talk Live's colors are yellow and black, and they happen to have corresponded to the colors of the voluntarist flag, too, which is kind of funny considering we're basically voluntarists.
I don't know if that was a coincidence, Mark. It was probably intentional. But yes,
what do you mean?
Go to gear.freetalklive.com, meaning that our artist probably chose those colors intentionally.
I didn't know that. I didn't think that was the case at all.
Okay. Well, it was Johnson, our co-host, who did the design.
12 years ago.
Those were still the those colors back then.
We hadn't even heard the term.
I don't know about that.
I remember having logos back then, and I remember the day that you handed me this pamphlet that said something like "Anarchy is the answer." And I'm like, "Oh no, dude, you are not going to do this to me."
Really?
I don't even
remember that.
Yeah. You handed me some kind of pamphlet, and I'm like, "You can't. You cannot do this." And sure enough, you went full on libertarian at that point.
Well, I'm not an anarchist.
Yes, but I recall it had an anarchy symbol at the top.
Okay.
There's plenty of anarchists. Thought within the libertarian sphere,
mm-hmm.
whether we like that term or not.
I think it's
a grammatically incorrect term that is unnecessarily bombastic.
I agree.
When you look it up online, like, just Google it. Just go and Google the term anarchy. You'll find a philosophy that looks nothing like libertarianism. However, mm-hmm. there is, just like all schools of thought have influences from other areas, libertarianism has a great deal of thought that's influenced by anarchist thinkers from the past. Academics, they don't care about this terminology the way that people like you and I, who are, we're the face. We're bringing this message to people. People that use terms like anarchist to describe somebody who wants to bring, competition to the area of governance, if they're talking to other academics, fine. If they're just speaking to some friends around a table, they use the term anarchist in order to describe themselves, to catch some attention so that they can then explain the ideas of liberty for a long time to their friends, fine. But you certainly couldn't go on the radio and say, "Hey, we're some anarchists," and then proceed to describe something that is different than the philosophy of anarchy.
So John McAfee running for president, the security guy, that John McAfee, the software that many of you probably have installed on your computers, that guy. He's running for president, and he described himself as an anarchist, which, again, I agree with you, Mark, that it is a bombastic kind of phrase that can offend people.
It's not even accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was accurate, the definition, you know, when you Googled it, you would get the definition of it. Now, when you go to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, you get a fine definition, mm-hmm. but most people don't do that.
Most people are going to Wikipedia or whatever.
Right? What most people are going to do is that they're going to use the definition that they've been given, which is terrorist.
A bomb thrower.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's like, you know, if you want to adopt a term because you feel that it's somehow logical or that it's honest, you need to consider that if you love children, that you should call yourself a pedophile, too.
That's not a good idea.
It's a bad idea, right? Yeah. I mean, but if you parse out the term pedophile, you'll find child lover.
Yeah.
And, you know, you love children? Here you go. Right? Like, maybe you need to look at a different term. Plus, anarchist means a person who it means no rulers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another definition of it. No rulers. Well, if your body has no ruler, it's going to lie on the ground. Your body is self-ruled. So you are better described as an autarchist.
Autarchist
or autarchist depends on how you want to look at it. Now, when you go looking at this in Wikipedia, you will find the big anarchy A, that this is a, you know, under the umbrella of anarchy.
Autarchy is. I see.
And I would argue that you could just say that, frankly, every political system is under the umbrella of anarchy. Because what's the difference between what we have today and anarchy? One organization claims a monopoly privilege over ruling over you with no legitimacy whatsoever. You know.
Well, some people think it's legit. We don't, but there are plenty of people who think that the ruling of the United States government is legit.
Harriet Tubman said she'd freed 1,000 slaves and she'd have freed 1,000 more if only they had known that they weren't free.
It's true, and it still is true today. The slavery has simply changed forms. So when John McAfee, the software magnate, describes himself as an anarchist, obviously we can't be sure exactly what he means by that, but I suspect that he's more of our kind of anarchist than the left's kind of anarchist, let's say. Because there seems to be like the anarcho-socialist types or the anarcho-communist and then more of the anarcho-voluntarist or capitalist or whatever you want to call them, the people that don't want to form a new government after they take down the current one. So I don't know what his actual beliefs are when it comes to liberty, but he certainly sounds pretty darn good. There has been, this according to countercurrentnews.com, a major shift in government work where service of constituents once drove a person's position in Congress or even the highest office. Lack of accountability has translated to corporate service and private interests. McAfee about this says, quote, when's the last time you felt served by your government? You looked at your government and said, oh gosh, you've done such incredible things for me. He says he can't remember the last time.
So
that's a good question. When was the last time you felt served by the government? And let's use federal. Let's use federal as a more specific example.
I like to use this example. For instance, if I went out and bought a car, my wife says, Mark, go buy a car for us today. And I go to the local Honda dealer and I buy an Accord, but the salesman, for whatever reason, allows me to pay 6 to 10 times as much as I needed to pay for the car.
That's going to help his commission.
2 to 10 times as much as I needed to pay. Now, if you consider that, they'll probably let you do that, and that's what government programs cost, would that be a victory?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition continuing. We've got time for you. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And coming up, Mark, you're going to be heading to Vegas in less than 3 weeks from now. The end of the month, October 29th and 30th. Why?
It's coming really soon. It's the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and it is at the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, as opposed to on the Strip. They're trying to, you know, sort of create another area, maybe connect the two, you know, make Vegas even more awesome. And it is a lot of fun to go to Vegas, and you'll have a great time at the Bitcoin Investor Conference because they have got great speakers, speakers like Stephen Michaels, who's putting it on. I'm going to have a lot of great advice for Bitcoin investors. Trace Mayer, Paul Pui, Tone Vase, Joseph Von Perling, Bitcoin Bell, Stephanie Murphy, Brian Sovereign, come out and see them, see me. We're going to be doing Free Talk Live for the first time ever live at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. You can just go to bitcoininvestor.com in order to get your tickets. They're very well priced. It's not going to be a big deal. Bitcoininvestor.com.
Very exciting. All right, so our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We'll read a little bit more here from John McAfee, but he asked an important question. And that was, when was the last time you felt served by your government. I'll modify the question to, when was the last time you felt served by the federal government? Because,
but even if it comes to the state and local governments.
Well, you can argue, I can make some points for the local governments. You know, they'll respond to a police call.
Yep.
They will provide you with fire service.
Yep.
They will clear the roads.
Yep.
They will repair the roads, albeit not as fast.
Sometimes
as
they pick up the trash.
As
sometimes they, you know, they provide you with water. Sometimes they do all kinds of things, but you need to consider what it costs. So if I was to go to the car dealer, as I was saying earlier, and I was to buy a brand new Honda Accord, which is a great automobile, and it will provide you with a lot of long, great service, or as will so many other automobiles out there. However, if I pay double to 10 times as much, which is what the estimates are that government programs cost, anywhere from double what you would have to pay to 10 times, there has to be some out there that are only 1.5. But even if I paid 50% more for the car than I needed to, and I came home and I said, honey, look, I bought a $20,000 car for $30,000. Aren't you excited? Laura would skin me alive.
You were still served, though.
But I was served, right? Like, I got a great product. Yeah. I just paid 1.5 too much.
Well, and with government, not only do you pay too much, but you usually don't get the greatest product either, right? Like, the road quality is...
Many people can't imagine anything better. They can't imagine roads that don't suck as bad as these. They can't imagine roads that aren't as full of cars as these are. Like, there's nothing... Because the government has been providing roads for so long... Even though it stole the right of way from the communities before that, or people that had them privately, or, you know, bridges and things like that. Even though it stole all that, they've been doing it for so long, people just can't imagine anything. They're so uninventive that they'll say things like, well, if you're in a government, what about the roads?
Well, what about them? Go to Disney World. They got their own private roads.
Private roads are all over this country. We can certainly provide private roads. The thing is that governments just provide them at a higher cost. That is not good service.
So I still want to restrict my question, though, to federal government. What is the last time, when was the last time you felt served by the federal government, any of its agencies?
I have gone down the road on interstates and said to myself, man, these are so much better than U.S. roads. You know, I've just said that. Mm-hmm. I've also looked at aircraft carriers and fighter planes and said to myself, these things are awesome. And the federal government, to some extent or another, provides them. Obviously,
private companies to make those.
They pay private companies to make them.
And that's not service. Them holding a piece of equipment isn't serving you.
And it comes down to what is it worth. There's the F-35 that's cost enough money to give every homeless person in America a mansion.
If they're using those things to drop bombs on people or shoot people, then I consider that the reverse of service. That's the last thing I want to see them doing.
I want whoever is claiming to protect me to drop bombs on and shoot certain people, but it's rare, and it's many times the bombs they've dropped and the people they've shot before that created the person that they needed to shoot in the future. You really can't keep on creating terrorists and then claim credit for killing the terrorists. You know what I mean?
Go to your calls, your thoughts. More from John McAfee here in a moment. We've got T on the line calling from Virginia. T, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
A little off topic from what you've been talking about, but I wanted to see, I haven't been on the show in a while or listened to it, and I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but I wanted to see what you thought about the case in Irvine, Texas, where there were voluntary tribunals going on for Sharia law, and the state had to stop it because they're basically trying to get the first Sharia court with Sharia law for different laws against men and women in Texas, and then they said that that they were hoping that would set a precedent that will be duplicated throughout the whole country, but Texas had to stop it. I just want to get
so. I'm curious. I've never heard the story before. Uh-huh. So you're saying that someone formed their own private court, so kind of an arbitrator, and they were
mosques. They were numerous mosques in the Texas area who were operating voluntary tribunals for Sharia law with their own people.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, if it's voluntary, then who cares?
Sometimes churches will require people to get married, to marry people that they will have, you know, these voluntary marriage counseling sessions that they have to sit in with on their preachers. So, I mean, that guy's sitting in there as a self-designated marriage counselor. and he'll provide rights like, death and marriage and you know, baptism and these sorts of things. If a religious organization wishes to provide some kind of voluntary mediation, whether I like it or not, really isn't consequential. If people who are participating in it are there voluntarily, then that's their business.
What if it is going against the Constitution, saying that we can't have separate laws for against American law, and saying like women can't no longer have the right to vote or even drive, or they have to have witnesses for or at least 5 witnesses when they're raped? Like, what if those laws become on our land in Texas? Does that
on your land in Texas? Well, how is a voluntary arbitration session that's going on in a mosque going to become the mandatory law of Texas?
It's not mandatory law, but those women would be treated that way on Texas land.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So those women are voluntarily in a community that they could otherwise leave if they wished, right? Like any one of these women could say to themselves, you know what? This is a bunch of bull crap. I'm going to go find me a white fellow that's going to take good care of me and raise me and you know, treat me like a Christian would. And they could do that anytime, or just go and get a job and leave anytime they want. So they're voluntarily there. They're taking the good with the bad inside of a community, and or they like it. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe they like being treated like that. I don't know, and I don't know the specifics of what's going on in that circumstance. But yes, this is still voluntary, and it's still none of your business or mine.
Well, the husbands are voluntary. Their wives, they're not.
Are they being held against their will?
I mean, their wives wouldn't have a choice if their husbands are committing to this form of law in Texas, I guess.
Sure, they have a choice. They can leave.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if I decide that I'm going to, let's say I want to join this community, and let's say this community is as you say it is, because I haven't read this story.
Yeah, we don't know. We're taking your word for it.
Take this word for it. We could even create an artificial one that doesn't have to have the word Muslim involved if we wanted to. But let's say I wanted to join one of these organizations, and I'm saying, honey, this is the way it's going to be. And she says, nope, no, it's not. And I go to work one day, and all the stuff's gone when I return.
Sounds like you got nothing. Thanks, T. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. The Sharia law
calls it false.
It probably is. Sharia law, and let's talk about that more here in a moment. The Sharia law is a set of rules for Muslims, not for everyone else. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. We're here. We'll take your calls about what you want to discuss. And Sharia law, the scary Sharia law. It's Halloween. Sharia law is going to take over the country, and the Muslims are going to force everyone under the scimitar. Maybe not. In fact, we actually will be talking to a Muslim about the last caller here in a moment, I believe. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He brought up this Texas court story where there's apparently some kind of a voluntary association that is attempting to hold the Muslims in the area accountable by Sharia law, sort of an arbitration group, if you will. And we can talk more about that here. I also want to invite you to call in toll-free with your thoughts at 855-453. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. That again, 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio. Dave is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, you're tuned to WPG. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. About the Sharia law thing, I think you guys check into it, and you'll find
that
like the women are abused, and if they leave, the husbands will come after them.
I have a friend who tried to leave the Amish community, and they surrounded him and tried to talk him back into it after he'd been gone a couple of weeks, back into the community and that sort of thing. What do you mean by the husbands will come after them?
Because the wife is...
Will they use a gun to make them come back? Will they bodily move them? Then that guy needs to be put in prison. We have laws for kidnapping in this country.
We have... You talk about Sharia law and like that. Check into it, and you'll find.
We've checked into it. In fact, we actually have Will Coley on the line here from Muslims for Liberty. I'll bring him on here. Will, you know, you've been studying this for close to a decade at this point.
about 11 years now, I've been studying Islam specifically. I spent probably the last 6 years studying Islamic law and Islamic jurisprudence specifically, not just general Islamic history or Islamic studies, but focusing specifically in the Maliki School of Islamic legal jurisprudence for about 6 years now at the university level. I mean, I lecture on the topic at universities and colleges all over the U.S.
You've called before to talk about Sharia law. Your explanation, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is a set of rules for Muslims. It's not something that would apply to people who are not of the Islamic faith. And so there's no real fear that this is going to be imposed upon everybody, because that's not the point of Sharia law. But beyond that, certainly, you know, the Quran came out in a time at a time when women were not at their best as far as being treated by men. There's no doubt about that. Although it's interesting, when you look at the history, the Quran and what it prescribes as far as how women are to be treated was actually progressive. It actually improved upon the situation for women, but it didn't. It certainly wasn't an equal situation. Is Sharia law, you know, does it allow what this caller Dave is saying? He's still on the line, so you'll be responding directly to Dave. Dave is saying that it allows for women to be abused in a relationship and further to be kidnapped if they try to get away. Is that true? Do you know?
No. As a matter of fact, the Quran specifically states not to keep women who choose to leave as a way to abuse and get revenge on them for the fact that they want to leave. Now, there's a verse in the Quran that a lot of people try to use as like some type of an evidence for that men are above women. And basically what it states is that in relationships, men are a degree above women. But if you read the tafsir, the famous Mufassir Ibn Abbas, who was about 15 years old when the Prophet Muhammad died, he actually knew the Prophet Muhammad personally, stated that this degree that the Quran speaks of is that a man is required to fulfill all the rights of his wife, even if she is unable to fulfill all of his rights because of the difficulty in her position, as in dealing with the children, being pregnant, having to deal with a menstrual cycle.
When you say fulfill the rights, what does that mean, fulfilling her rights?
Women and men have rights over one another. Like my wife, the rights that I have for my wife is that she does not slander me publicly, that she protects my property in my absence, and she doesn't let anyone into my home in my absence. She doesn't let strange people into our home or onto our property in my absence. Her right over me is that I am to care for her in a kind and just manner. I am to feed her in a manner as good or better than I feed myself. I am to clothe her in a manner that's good or better than I clothe myself. I am to take care of all of her physical and emotional needs. I'm also required to take care of her sexual needs. If I am unable to help her climax, that's actually a grounds in an Islamic court for her to ask for a divorce from me.
So it women sounds like Dave is super misinformed about this. Dave, where did you get your information from about the Sharia law?
I'm only going by what I was told by other people.
Ooh.
Who also studied things, and they're allowed, and I also learned that...
Well, now when you say you studied something, so first of all, you were saying to us we should study this, but you yourself are only relying on what other people have told you.
Well, I spoke to a gentleman who studied the whole thing for years, and he explained to me that also...
Who is that?
Muslims are allowed to lie as long as it promotes Islam.
Oh, yeah, we heard this one last night. This was also rebutted by Will. That one's BS, too.
Gentleman over here who says he knows it all.
Can you recap that one from last night, Will? Because we're here. This is the second night in a row someone's made this claim.
Yes, the concept that is
Islam. As long as it promotes Islam, you're allowed to lie.
Okay, we heard you. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I heard your accusation. Unfortunately, the scholarly
like
does
cop,
not back
actually.
That up.
They're allowed to lie in order to get you arrested.
That's true. Yeah, the cops
so
are
much more likely
to
that you're going to be lied to by a cop.
Go ahead, Will. Sorry.
The scholarly on this is specifically dealing with people who are in duress under a direct threat to their life or property. So if you were to come to me, if the gentleman on the phone were to come to me and say, "I'm here to kill all the Muslims. Are you Muslim?" I have a right to say, "No, I'm not a Muslim." Mm. Much like the Muslims who protected Jews during the Nazi times when they were going through North Africa trying to round up Jews in North Africa, when the Nazis would come and knock on the door, "Hey, you got any Jews in there?" And the Muslims said no. because he was protecting the life of the Jew, not considered a lie in the same sense as me telling
right,
you
the same that way that if somebody says,
drink vodka.
Yeah, give me all your give me all your money, and you only give them what's in your wallet, but not what's in, you know, your shoe or whatever, then that's, you know, still not necessarily a bad
thing. Well, the idea is because the preservation of human life, it's paramount. So if you're put in a position where you have your choice between starving to death or eating a pork chop, you're required by Islam to eat the pork chop because that is what will sustain your life. If you are put in a position where there's a gun to your head and you're about to have your family or your life taken, and you're asked a question, is this your faith? Is this what you believe? You tell them no. No. No, I don't believe it because of the fact that it's preserving your life.
I'd say that's one difference with Islam and Christianity.
That doesn't mean that
Christianity basically says that you may not say otherwise. You must say that you're a Christian.
Yes, whereas Islam allows for the weakness of humanity, where not all of us have the strength to stand in the face of death and be a martyr. Some of us are afraid of death, and we have the ability to say, no, I'm not Muslim, because that is what's going to keep you from killing me. That doesn't mean that I can lie to you about what Islam teaches. That's shirk, and it's considered a major sin.
So, Dave in New Jersey, one more question for you here. This person that you're relying on who claims that they did all this studying, you know, is it possible that maybe they were wrong?
Possibly.
Yeah. I would say when claims are being made about someone, you should go to the source. If somebody's claiming X, Y, and Z about Muslims, you should talk to a few Muslims and see what they have to say about it. So now you've heard from one. And Dave, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Will, do you want to stick with us? I think we've got another call who has a question about Islam.
Sure.
All right, stand by. More with Will Coley. He is from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org is the website. And actually, you know what? I think... Well, you'd make a great talk show host. I did talk about if you moved up here to New Hampshire, I'd love to have you on Free Talk Live regularly. But, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to have, like, a Liberty Muslim talk show? I think that'd be cool.
I think you'd get a lot of callers.
Oddly enough, I was a co-host for the first Tea Party radio show in the country, Tea Party Patriots Live on 660 AM in Orlando, Florida, for about a year. It wasn't a Muslim-specific show. It was the first Tea Party show in the U.S.
We should talk about this off
that
the air.
Was years ago.
Hey, Will, stand by. We'll bring you back. We'll also see if we can clear up the internet connection as well. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We got a little bit more from John McAfee here tonight, and of course, whenever Will's on the line, it always people have questions about Muslims because they don't know. You can't rely on
in
Fox
some cases,
News.
They're just angry.
Yeah, you can't rely. Well, because they've heard lies.
Yeah,
they don't,
sure.
They don't know what the truth is. You can't rely on Fox News to give you honest, unbiased information.
You're allowed to lie to get better ratings.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.